At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
If your friends have a child and you want to buy the child a present, for God's sake, will you think? There are all sorts of purchases you can make which could potentially make the quality of their lives immeasurably worse. The journalist Niamh O'Connor has some advice on this. Afternoon, Niamh.
It's Niamh O'Reilly, but that's all right.
Okay, sorry, Niamh.
It's
just geniusy Niamhs, really. I mix them all up.
We're all great. Yeah.
You were that soldier, though, were you not? Had a child that you were...
Yes, I made these silly purchases all the time, but like they weren't coming from a place of bad. I actually thought I was doing like a really good thing by going into a toy shop and buying the loudest, most garish toy, you know, for my small nieces and nephews, because in my mind I thought, you know, if it's loud and bright, they're going to absolutely love it. It was only really when I became a parent that, you know, I finally understood why maybe, you know, the people I was giving the presents to were sort of glaring at me or giving me side eye, because, you know, loud toys in particular, I mean, obviously little babies and toddlers, it's great for them, you know, they do enjoy them for sure, but a lot of them don't have volume control for a start. So you can't even turn the volume down on these things. And like an 18-month-old is going to love nothing more than pressing the same button over and over again. And I am still triggered when I walk into a toy shop and I hear sort of chords of old MacDonald playing somewhere on one of the aisles. My eye starts twitching and I go, oh God, oh no, I'm back in hell again. So yeah, look, people are very generous, especially when you have a baby or a toddler, like they really are. And the thought is very much appreciated. But I think maybe just stop and think about what you're going to buy, because it might just end up making the parents' life like 10 times worse.
Yeah. And on the battery operated things, apart from hearing the same noises or tunes going off over and over again, you're lying in bed, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, yes. And then suddenly...
Oh, like you don't know fear like it, you know?
Yes.
You think the house is quiet, we've finally got the babies, the toddlers to bed, you know, you can breathe a sigh of relief, you know, maybe even have a glass of wine or something. And then, you know, at 11 or 12 o'clock at night, you hear this toy going off upstairs and you nearly wet your pants thinking, oh my God. We used to have a lot of musical bath toys, and we had one that was a whale, and it used to blow out bubbles during the bath, and it would sing this horrific song saying bubbles, bubbles everywhere. And it was fine and it was lovely in the bath. Both the kids when they were small loved it. But I distinctly remember, like, if a drop of water from the shower landed on this toy, it would activate it. So there was many times during the night I would hear this bubbles, bubbles everywhere. And I thought I was sent for, like, I really did. So, yeah, I mean, loud toys, definitely watch for those. And if you're buying them buy ones that have volume control, definitely, yeah. Because they don't all have that.
Oh no, or even because, you know, the thing goes off and you can't find the button to switch it off, and then you yes. have to end up smashing it to bits on the floor.
Well, yes, you could. Another tip I would have for you is if you're really desperate, get some cotton wool or even toilet paper and put it over the speaker and sellotape it on.
Oh,
it won't
one.
Stop it, but it will deaden like the really, really loud noise that you can't take the edge off. So that's, you know, if you don't want to smash it, that's kind of a tip.
Yeah. Now, slime. Yes. Like if someone now has a 3-year-old and someone has bought them slime, in 23 years time, they'll still be picking bits of slime out of the carpet or the sofa or wherever.
Oh, I know. And like slime is a funny one because like as a grown adult, I will hold my hand up and say I spend an inordinate amount of time on TikTok looking at people scooping slime, strangely. So I can see how alluring slime is. But in reality, it's not so nice. It's way stickier than you imagine. And like the kids will have it, you know, out of the containers. And the same goes for Play-Doh, actually. Like if you have different colours of it, it will all just very, very soon end up sort of a greeny, browny colour. It'll be covered in hairs. They won't put the lid on. It will just end up like a crusty sort of mess. And that's before it even gets mushed into the carpet. And like, it's really, really hard to get out of clothes and carpets and things like that. And it's just, I hate slime. I really do, with a passion.
Yeah.
But I think probably for me, the worst offender is glitter. Strangely. And even as I'm talking to you here now, I have picked up a tiny piece of glitter. It's the worst. And like on the face of it, glitter seems inoffensive. You think, well, what's wrong with glitter? You know, it's pretty and it's shiny and it's lovely. And it is. It's all of those things. But I don't know what it is about glitter. It just sticks to flat surfaces like nothing on this earth. And even if you go along with sharp fingernails to try and pick it off the floor, it won't move. And you'll find it like on your clothes, in the bath, on your eyeball. The dog has eaten some, you know, and it has ended up in the dog's poo. Like it goes everywhere because it's so, so small and impossible to clean up. And I find it harder than sand even to get rid of.
Oh yeah, it's a nightmare. I don't know if you've ever seen the episode of Peppa Pig where they actually have glitter in the house, but they keep it in a safe and you have to go through several doors. And
oh, that's very good. Yeah, I mean, it needs to be. It's that like in terms of cleanup, it is toxic. If you don't like someone, I would say give their child some glitter because they will never, ever, ever finish cleaning it up. It will be in their house for life, for sure.
Have you found that perhaps that people are giving revenge presents to you?
Well, I did start to think about this when I was writing the piece because, like I said, I was fairly clueless before I had children, and I definitely bought, you know, presents which I thought were great, like slime kits and kinetic sands and all this sort of stuff, and probably glitter, thinking, you know, this little child's going to love it. And yeah, we have received presents like that back now that I have kids. So maybe I am getting my comeuppance, you know, after years of totally giving terrible presents, you know, which I didn't realise at the time. But yeah, you could definitely get some revenge there if you were that way minded. God.
Now, Lego isn't on your list of on your hit list, but marbles are. But I suppose for similar reasons.
Yes. I mean, I to be really honest, I could have written, you know, a book on things not to give kids, but I thought I should stop at 5. And yeah, Lego isn't on the list, but marbles. OK, and marbles are great. They're a retro present. They're not, you know, electronic or anything like that. And we do enjoy, I have two boys and we enjoy making marble runs and stuff. And it's great, but they don't put the marbles away. And the marbles tend to be transparent, so you can't really see them on the ground until it's too late. And I have nearly broken my Scalara more times than I can count, slipping on a marble.
Oh, yeah.
Or like sometimes lying down, you know, on the living room floor to maybe do a quick bit of exercise or something like that. And you lie back onto a transparent marble that you don't know is on the ground. Oh my God, the pain on your back. It's something else. It puts labour in the shade, I tell you. So for those reasons, for me falling over marbles and nearly killing myself, that is why I put that on the list.
Yeah. Now the sand, the so-called kinetic sand, is I kind of avoided that one. Is that bad?
So it's funny, like people will say, ah, sure, it's not like regular sand, it's kinetic sand. And I get what they're saying. It kind of, it sticks together a little bit more and it's very soft. So you can sort of make shapes out of kinetic sand, but it's still sand. And, you know, even if you manage to get your kids to play with it out in the back, it's going to go in their eyes. You know, it's not an if, but when sand gets in their eyes, and then it's a total heartache trying to, you know, wash their eye out. And then they're bringing sand into the house. And it just, sand is so irritating, I think. And it, again, it's another really hard one to get rid of. And I think maybe we all have triggery-ish memories of, you know, being on the beach and sand and sandwiches and stuff. So it just, it's one, I think, that's a universal that nobody likes. And sorry, but kinetic sand is the same. It's hell to clean up. So yeah,
it's sand without it. Fancy title. Niamh, pretty much every message that's come up on my screen so far is really feeling your pain because you're triggering people all over the country.
Thanks
for talking to us today. That was Niamh O'Reilly, the journalist there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
At RX Bar, they believe in simple nutrition without the BS. That's why they said no to artificial ingredients and yes to deliver intentional, transparent nutrition. Try their original 12-gram protein bar, the Nut Butter and Oat Bar, or Minis. RX Bar, the proud sponsor of No BS. Use code RXBAR on rxbar.com for 25% off. Subject to full terms and conditions and to change. Valid until September 30, 2025, and may not be combined with other offers. See rxbar.com for full details and limitations.